band's been racking our collective brains for what we might do for this year's Floyd Norgard Cultural Center concert. One year we had a South End art show, what you probably think of as oxymoronic. One year we had a quilt show. Real cold sleeping that year, I remember all those missing quilts. Another year we had a back road tour of the South End slideshow, sort of stick Rick Steves on a dollar a day budget. Last one we had free beer and wine. It's hard. It's real hard to top that one. Unless we brought in a keg of our heavy nettle beer and a few gallons of Eric's Moonshine Merlot, but hellfire, these are like family jewels. We love you guys, but even love has a limit. Oh, we considered some wild options this year, the South End movie, but none of us own a movie camera. And we thought about bringing in a farmer's market, but it is winter. I mean, we really racked our brains and we pooled our IQs and, well, damn, I guess we just don't have much new to bring to the table. Probably just creative fatigue or imaginative dysfunction or, well, maybe just tired blood. We feel bad. We really do. I suppose we could just pound out a few of our greatest hits, sign some autographs, and head for the motel with some of you more ardent fans, but I don't know. That just seems so inadequate for the occasion. So we went back to the drawing board and we decided we would do the unvarnished, unadulterated, untold history of Stanwoodopolis. After all, it is the Historical Society putting this shindig on. We figured it was high time the losers wrote the history. Maybe get the truth and the grit of the matter for once. We're digging through the closets and, oh yeah, we're dragging out the skeletons. This is the history your granny wouldn't tell you on her dying day. But we're more than happy to. Hopefully long before our dying day.